Now, no less important, come cure us and save our lives, but we don't want you to benefit from those skills. That is the irony at the center of objections to foreign nationals accessing health facilities in South Africa, is it not? Foreign doctors have long been part of the provision of healthcare in this country. Theirs are listed as critical and rare skills, but should their compatriots or any other foreigner want access to their services, we don't like it. But is it that simple? We're joined now on the line by Dr. Shakira Chunara, who is a public health practitioner who's expressed some strong views on this. Thank you so much for your time this morning. You've reacted angrily and with some shock to that viral video that none of us can forget of the Limpopo Health MEC berating a patient for being a foreigner. But is there no merit at all to Dr. Popi Ramatuba's argument about the pressures foreign nationals exert on a buckling system?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your listeners. And I guess I'll start off saying that, yes, I am very angry, but I'm not shocked at all, because this is the way patients are treated within the healthcare system in South Africa, and the majority of patients, at least. Let's not generalize. But I would argue that, you know, she has no merit. Where is the evidence? A lot has been written about the fact that actually foreign migrants or migrants who are patients do not place any strain on the healthcare system. And instead, we have a weak and unbundling healthcare system. So it's really unfair to shift the blame.
But we as a country cannot afford, because of that system and the state in which it is, we cannot afford medical tourists here, can we?
Again, I'd argue with the MEC and others, where's the statistics? And can we say that we can't afford it? Are we then saying we're not affording human rights? And are we putting a cost on human rights? Because that's exactly what the access to health is.
They may not have the statistics, but anecdotally, we know from many in the healthcare sectors, from doctors, from nurses, who will argue that there is this pressure and that they're often unable to provide those services to South Africans who need them because of the numbers of people coming from outside.
And then I guess we'll turn back the question, Bongani, because I heard this morning you're going to push me and play devil's advocate, which is fantastic. And I think we'll push back the question and say, how are South African patients being treated in the healthcare system? So I think it's not only we need to go back and we need to look at the facts. We need to look at the statistics. And I think it's not necessarily that the South African healthcare system isn't well resourced. It's rather how we're managing our resources. And so, yes, there may be instances of medical tourists per se, but overall, the percentage of migrants or migrant patients in the country is quite low. And you cannot attribute an overburdened healthcare system to these patients.
We've already received complaints from many of our listeners who say, in fact, at a number of facilities now, access to treatment is often predicated on your nationality.
Well, I think, you know, one, nationality is being used, and I think that's where we go down a path of no return, because we start to classify patients, we start to stigmatize, we start to discriminate. And what you'll find is it's possibly not even just nationality. Sometimes it goes along the lines of age. It also goes along the lines of, are you a person living with HIV? Are you from a marginalized population? And so these are some of the criteria that we're using in the healthcare system unofficially, but it's happening.
Can you paint a picture then for us of what you label as the discrimination and intersectionality between class and migration that you as a doctor have witnessed?
So just to clarify, Bongani, I work as a public health practitioner and not a clinician, but nonetheless, whether it's from a policy angle, a research angle, or even on the ground with various patients, we see this happening all across the world. Yes, we see it in South Africa, and I think that's what the article, you know, really points to, the deep irony of the fact that the MEC and the government's welcoming of healthcare workers, and absolutely we need these foreign healthcare workers in our system. But, you know, there's a class issue on the other end of the spectrum, the way you're dealing with patients who are of a different class is quite telling. We also see what we're seeing globally is, you know, we don't really have very strong statistics, and I wish that we would collect a lot more. But even in countries like the United States, Canada, for example, people of color, women of color specifically, tend to carry the burden of diseases and poor health outcomes. I was also making an example of a couple of years ago when I visited Nairobi and specifically Kenyatta International Hospital. And even there, one would see the class divide, with the first few levels of the healthcare facility being for poorer patients. And then the very top level, with a beautiful view, with private rooms, with well-resourced staff, for example, being for those of a higher class. So we see these intersections playing out throughout the healthcare system and throughout the world.
And that's the point, is it not? I told my producers that I'd play a little bit of devil's advocate with you, Dr. Chinara. My views on this are quite well known. And I suppose the point of it really is, even people who think there's something to celebrate in how foreign patients are treated and dismissed and treated with contempt and disdain, because at the center of this is a class debate, wait till it's your turn. We'll see if you'll be celebrating then. Appreciate your time.